had it waggle the flatulent fragment at him.
I'll show you it at dinner. All of a sudden I'm starving. Good fresh bread and cheese is what I need right now. Eh, Humphrey?
Humphrey Spickle took on a superior tone.
Deary me, hating is all you can think of, miss.
There was bread and cheese aplenty at the dinner table, with some tasty vegetable soup, a selection of pasties, a fine summer salad, plus damson and pear crumble for dessert, with the option of a honeyed plum pudding. Dwing Pettis and Humphrey, huddled round like conspirators, studying the piece of slate as they ate dinner. Their privacy was short-lived, though they did not object when Samolus and Sister Violet joined them. Humphrey was consumed with curiosity.
What's all this writing and those drawings about? Come on, Dwing, read it to me.
Samolus tweaked Humphrey's snout.
You wouldn't have to ask other beasts if you'd learn to read, would you? Dwing looks a bit dozy still. Peric, would you like to read what's on the slate?
The squirrel maid obliged willingly.
What's mixed will thicken. There's the place. Is it there or has it gone? Framed above a friar's grace. On, I, the middle one.
Humphrey interrupted through a mouthful of plum pudding.
Oh, no! Another blinking puzzle!
Peric glanced up at him from the slate.
Do you mind, Humphrey Spickle? I'm not finished yet.
Suitably chastened, the young hedgehog fell silent as Peric read out the remainder of the clues.
Where to seek a raven's eye? What's not sad yet makes one cry? With what a plum has at its middle, the prince of mouse thieves set this riddle.
Sister Violet sipped at her mint tea thoughtfully.
I agree with you, young Humphrey, it's a blinking puzzle. What's mixed will thicken, there's the place. Goodness me, whatever's that supposed to mean? 'Tis all gobbledygook to me, my dears.
Samolus helped himself to a pasty.
Well, of course it is, ma'am. That's how puzzles are supposed to be, right, Dwink?
The young squirrel sat up straight in his wheelchair.
It sounds to me like the first line is narrowing things down to the area where we should look. What's mixed will thicken. I think it's one of those anagram things again. What's mixed will thicken. Maybe it's what and will jumbled together, eh, Peric?
The squirrel maid shook her pretty head.
Twill, swat, still, slat. Sure. No, there's far too many possibilities. I think the word thicken is a better idea.
Sister Violet winked slyly at Peric.
That's because you've already solved it, young missy. Well, go on, don't keep us all awaiting.
Peric smiled.
There's only one sensible word I can make from thicken. Kitchen.
Humphrey chuckled with delight.
Kitchen, there's the place. Come on, let's run to the kitchen's a fried frog.
Dwink shook his head.
Hold on, mate. We can't just dash off because we've solved one word.
Peric began pushing the wheelchair away from the table.
There's no harm in going to the kitchens and taking a look around. Maybe it'll help us with the rest of the puzzle.